Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. You can feel that dry air that's moved in when you step out this morning. Feeling nice, sitting at 71 now at our studios. Let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us no accidents into roadways, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, light traffic, and no delays across the Bayway, the Causeway. Coming in, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, you're clear. Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, it's a good ride in. Saturday night at Deep South Speedway in Loxley, you'll see the 602 late model sportsman to race, also the open wheel modifieds, street stocks, pure stocks, stingers, and bombers. Gates open at 5, racing at 7 at Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant with lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Attention on deck, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey Labonte recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Made it halfway through the week. Latest in news, weather, and traffic for the next couple of hours. Glad you're here. Remember, text lines open for you at 343-0106. Now Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Montgomery this morning as a new communications director has been named by Governor Kay Ivey. Lee Garner will now hold the job. Now, Josh Pendergrass formerly held the job but left the administration to take a job in the private sector in July of 2018. As for Garner, she was with the Business Council of Alabama as the BCA's Director of Governmental Affairs and Advocacy. She has worked for the BCA since 2013. Before that, she was a public information officer at the Alabama Department of Homeland Security. She worked as deputy press secretary for Governor Robert Bentley in 2011. The former Tuscaloosa social studies teacher has a bachelor's and master's degree from the University of Alabama. This appointment is effective June 17th. The search is on right now in Escambia County, Alabama, as deputies need your help searching for a wanted man. A man is from Conecuh County. He's believed to be in the Damascus area. Last Friday night, deputies went to a home searching for him until 3 a.m. Eventually, they learned, yes, he'd been at that home. So authorities came back on Sunday night. That's where they tracked him with dogs until the severe weather washed out that scene. And then on Tuesday, deputies responded to a camp house break-in where someone showered and slept. Another camp house also broken into and a shotgun stolen. A stolen truck was also recovered. So residents, if you live in that area, you are encouraged to lock your vehicles, lock your home. And if you notice something is missing or out of place, to give the Escambia County Sheriff's Office a call. Just go to 251-809-0304. That's their number. And go online, our news partners at WKRG.com. They have a picture of the suspect. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. And Austin, you told me over time, this time of year is swarming season here in South Alabama.
It is. It's upon us. And, you know, just because they're swarming, termites work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Typically during swarm season, you'll see them because they're flying around at nighttime. You'll see them inside the house. For one, I would say turn the lights off on the porch, close your blinds if you're not expecting company, and limit that light source. Swarmer is not the one that does the damage to the wood. It's the reproductive of the colony, and just means that they're in the vicinity of the home, not necessarily that you have a particular problem. It just depends on how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them. I mean, if you call and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub, or I've got them piled up in a particular room, or I see them coming out of a wall, then you definitely have a problem. But if you're just seeing a few here or there, it's that time of the season, and they're going to find their way in. The best thing to do is, you know, we can send a home evaluator out to check out the situation. And then what we'll do is come in and install the Centricon baiting system on the home. You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating three shootings in less than 2 hours Tuesday night. The first happened on Old Shell Road near Tuscaloosa Street just before 8 o'clock. Police say a woman was shot and rushed to the hospital. Her husband was taken into custody. Around 9 o'clock, officers responded to another shooting, this one on 2nd Avenue. A man was shot several times outside of a home. 12 minutes after that shooting, a man was shot on Stanton Road near Holloway Elementary School. According to police, this shooting and the 2nd Avenue shooting are connected. A Waffle House in Daphne is robbed early this morning. Police searched the woods behind the restaurant on Highway 90 near Interstate 10, looking for a suspect. Transportation officials showed off plans for a new bridge and roundabout at Bayfront Parkway, Gregory Street, and 17th Avenue in Pensacola. Public meeting about the project was held last night. The bridge will have 6 lanes of traffic when completed in 2021. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Father's Day is on the way. Give Dad a style upgrade from D&K. Seersucker suits, linen suits, and all modern and slim fit styles are buy one, get one half off, or buy two and get one free. Summer weight sports coats in a variety of colors are 25 to 50% off. Hard to shop for your pop? Get him a gift card, let him do the choosing, plus get a bonus 10% on all gift card purchases. Summer wedding? D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of options for purchase and rental starting at $69.95. Father's Day? Shop D&K on the Beltline today. 665-7350.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
Team USA opens the 2019 Women's World Cup with a blowout win. The New Orleans Saints lock up a fan favorite with a 3-year contract extension, and the Atlanta Braves win their 5th in a row. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The United States women's soccer team annihilated Thailand 13-0 in their first match of the 2019 FIFA World Cup. Led by Alex Morgan's 5 goals, the 13 goals are a single-match record in both men's and women's World Cup history. Morgan scored her first goal in the 12th minute of the match, one of 3 Team USA goals in the first half. Then after halftime, Team USA scored 4 goals in the first 10 minutes and added 5 more before the end of the game. At the final whistle, players from Team USA were seen consoling the Thailand goalkeeper and other players from the Thai team. Next up for the USA in the group stage of the World Cup, they'll face Chile on Sunday at 11 a.m. before facing Sweden next Thursday afternoon.
Okay, so there's a hubbub going on that they ran up the score, right? 13-0. They ran up the score. You pointed out in a little pre-show discussion, not only do you run up the score because you got good players in there that are better than the other team you're playing. You don't have scrubs, really, on a traveling team for World Cup. It also makes a difference going forward what your score margin is.
Yeah, for a certain point in the World Cup, goal differential counts for the seeding in the next few rounds. And
so they're doing what they're supposed to be doing to try to win the World Cup.
Yeah, the point is to get as many goals as you can in the first few stages. That way, if you have a tie record with anybody, no pun intended with the tie record there, but if you have the same record as another team going forward, goal differential counts. So if Team USA has a plus 15 goal differential and France has a plus 13,
the Team USA would get a higher seat later on.
So what all these people, they're piping off about this stuff. I mean, the team did what they were supposed to do.
A lot of virtue signaling going on today.
But not here.
This isn't an exhibition game at Kajo Medal of Honor Park.
Right.
We're talking about the World Cup. Team USA in France. Give me a break.
Yeah, I'm on board with the team.
We're going to score as many goals as we can.
Good.
I don't have a problem with it. You know, they shouldn't be at the World Cup if they can't keep us out of the net.
There you go.
Right?
I'm with you.
In NFL news, the New Orleans Saints and four-time Pro Bowl defensive end Cameron Jordan reached an agreement yesterday on a contract extension that will keep the fan favorite with New Orleans through 2023. Per ESPN, it's a three-year, $52.5 million contract extension that could max out at $55.5 million and includes over $42 million in guaranteed money. Here's head coach Sean Payton after the Saints' minicamp practice yesterday.
It's much deserved, and, you know, he's someone that has been, you know, extremely productive, and so I think it's, you know, a good thing.
Jordan was the Saints' first-round pick in 2011. He's had a couple outstanding seasons lately, made first-team All-Pro in 2017 with 13 sacks and second-team All-Pro last season with 12. Following the news, Jordan told media that he wants to be with the Saints the remainder of his career and win multiple Super Bowls. We know which NFL team will be featured on this year's version of HBO's Hard Knocks preseason reality series, and it's the team that most people were hoping for. Yesterday, the Oakland Raiders announced that coach John Gruden, new wide receiver Antonio Brown, quarterback David Carr, and the rest of the Raiders will star in this year's version of the popular reality series. Gruden spoke about his team following the news.
We're a better team, you know, on paper, and we're faster. We've collected some really good players, but we got a lot to prove, and time will tell.
The Raiders are preparing to play their final season in Oakland before the franchise moves to Las Vegas next season. The other candidates for Hard Knocks this year were the San Francisco 49ers, New York Giants, Detroit Lions, and Washington Redskins. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears split a doubleheader against the Birmingham Barons yesterday, winning the first game 5-3 and losing the second game 4-1. The Bay Bears went 2-2 in the four-game home series against Birmingham. Tonight, the Bay Bears head back out on the road to begin a five-game series at the Mississippi Braves. First pitch for Game 1 is set for 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves won their fifth game in a row, beating Pittsburgh 7-5 last night. Brian McCann homered twice for Atlanta, and the Braves hit four homers in the second inning in the win. In other games, Philadelphia beat Arizona 7-4. St. Louis handed Miami their sixth straight loss with a 7-1 Cardinals win over the Marlins. Colorado beat the Chicago Cubs 10-3, and San Francisco beat San Diego 6-5. In the American League, Oakland defeated Tampa Bay 4-3. Texas beat the Boston Red Sox 9-5. Baltimore beat Toronto 4-2, and Minnesota rallied for a 6-5 win over Seattle. Kansas City got past Detroit 3-2. The Chicago White Sox beat Washington 7-5. Houston beat Milwaukee 10-8. The LA Angels beat the LA Dodgers 5-3. And the New York Yankees and New York Mets split a doubleheader in the Bronx. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant with lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Free, 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 free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions so far. Mobile Police Department State Troopers tell us no delays as you're traveling downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway. Good ride along 98 from Fairhope and Daphne. Spanish Fort, you're accident-free as well. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile. Looking for new technicians. Working in good conditions with good pay. Experience is preferred. Auto body technicians, it's time for an upgrade to Bay City Collision. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5, 70 now at our studios, but a dry air mass has moved in. We'll talk more with Dr. Bill Williams about that coming up at 635. Right now, let's check in with our friend Chad Petrie from News 5, who is live on the scene. The story you heard about a little bit earlier, overnight, a man with a gun came into a Waffle House in Daphne. That's where we find Chad this morning. Hey, good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Sean. You know, I've been here since about 3:45 this morning. We're told that this happened at about 2:45. A gentleman with a gun comes in, orders a couple of employees on the ground, asks where the money is, takes it, runs off. Now, when I got here, they had a lot of Daphne police officers along with members of the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. In fact, one kind of unusual thing I saw as I was driving here, I saw a Baldwin County deputy come to a complete stop in one lane of traffic on I-10 looking for something. I presume it was part of this investigation because as far as we know, last check with Daphne police, they haven't found who may have done this.
Now, you said he stopped on I-10, and then I saw an update that the canines were present and they were searching woods nearby?
Yeah, this area is around the I-10 interchange in Daphne, so there's some wooded areas around some of the businesses. I did see a canine unit here. Also saw a couple of officers in tactical gear. But on the plus side, nobody was hurt in this incident.
Now, this is, sad to say, but nothing new where we have robberies or violence around Waffle House and other restaurants that stay open like that. This case is the person comes in, just demands some money, and leaves. It seems like it's a situation where somebody got me at 2:45 in the morning. I guess there are people in there. I'm about to say where not a lot of people would be in there, but again, it is Waffle House, so maybe at 2:45 in the morning there are people there. I was just thinking it was kind of striking when there's not anybody in the business.
Right, exactly. And even in Waffle Houses, I drive by Waffle Houses super early in the morning all the time. There's always a handful of people in there, and there's apparently a handful of people in there at the time this happened, but thankfully, again, nobody was hurt. It sounds to be one of these crimes of opportunity where whoever did it thought this would be a good time. I could probably make my get in, get out quickly, and so far, this guy has eluded police.
Yeah, Baldwin County Sheriff's Office or Daphne Police giving us a description of the suspect?
Haven't gotten to the description at this point. Also hoping to get security video if that exists.
All right. We'll check back with you soon for an update, Chad. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Chad Petrie from News 5. He is live in Daphne at the Waffle House. 6:24. Let's catch headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're getting closer and closer to a special election vote in Montgomery between charter school leader, businesswoman Charlotte Meadows and attorney Michael Fretz. They will face off in a runoff for the Republican nomination in a special election in Alabama House District 74. Meadows led a 6-candidate field with 44% of the vote. Fretz came in second with 22% of the vote. The seat has been vacant since the untimely death of Representative Dimitri Palizos, the Montgomery restaurant owner. He died after a heart attack in March. He'd been in that position since 2013. A bit of background on both, as Fritz served in the U.S. Army Reserves, and this is his first run for public office in Meadows. She's the co-founder of Montgomery's Lead Academy, that's a charter school, and served on the Montgomery Public Schools Board for 6 years. She ran for the House seat in 2013. The runoff will be August the 27th. The Republican nominee will face Democrat Rayford Mack, who did not have primary opposition. An update to a story we told you about earlier this week, as charges have now been upgraded to attempted murder for Jamie Alday. He is the man suspected of shooting another man on Robinson Ridge Road on Sunday in Clark County. Shooting happened very close to the Coffeyville area. The victim was transported by ambulance to Grove Hill Hospital and then airlifted to University Hospital here in Mobile. Mobile police are now confirming the original charge of domestic violence first degree was officially upgraded Tuesday afternoon. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. Dr. Bill joins us shortly. You can probably feel that drier air. Felt some yesterday, but even better this morning out there. Is it, it's not like it's in the 60s, although I think it will be by tomorrow morning. It's 70, but it's a delightful 70 outside. Doc, we'll talk more about that with us coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll check the latest in sports as we talk about running up scores. I'm now that your analysis of this and your information on it, that it is not only the best players that travel with these teams. It's not like you have go down. You can only substitute how many?
You can only substitute three in one game. You can't do like college football or
put a whole new string in.
You're not going full second string. You're still going to have eight of your best players from the country on the field.
So there they are. Ladies are out there. They're playing. They get the best players. And the key to this whole thing is what you said. It's not just to score to score. It makes a difference down the road. You could have a situation where you could have a tie, and that goal differential, you called it?
Yeah. If you look at the stats right now for the group F that Team USA is in with Sweden, Chile, Thailand, Team USA is in first place right now. Even though Sweden also has one win, well, Team USA has a 13-goal differential while Sweden only has a +2-goal differential. So if it came down to the end of the group stage and Team USA was tied with Sweden, whoever has the higher goal differential would have the higher seed.
So they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Winning. So now I understand more of these people on social media. Why ain't they run up the score? Well, that's why they run up the score.
Exactly.
All right. We'll be right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Waffle House in Daphne is robbed early this morning. Police searched the woods behind the restaurant on Highway 90 near Interstate 10, looking for a suspect. This morning's robbery comes less than 3 weeks after an early morning robbery at a Waffle House in Grand Bay. Customers and employees were forced to take off their clothes and pushed into a back room. A week later, a customer was robbed at gunpoint at Waffle House on Moffett Road in Mobile. A local lounge could be out of business after the Mobile City Council revoked its license. Police began investigating a touch of class on Halls Mill Road in February. Investigators say the club was allowing illegal stripping. And transportation officials showed off plans for a new bridge and roundabout at Bayfront Parkway, Gregory Street, and 17th Avenue in Pensacola. Public meeting about the project was held last night. The bridge will have 6 lanes of traffic when completed in the summer of 2021. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40!
Franklin Starter and Alternator is having a birthday. Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Turmoil continues in Hong Kong, where a million people turned out Sunday to protest what's expected to be a new law allowing mainland China to extradite people from the semi-autonomous city for trial. Protesters have streets clogged, but Ivan Watson reports police are fighting back.
Riot police on what's supposed to be a very busy road in front of one of the poshest shopping malls in the city, and they moments ago fired volleys of tear gas to send protesters running back. And we've seen that throughout the afternoon.
With California gripped by a record-breaking heat wave expected to last through tomorrow, state officials are telling residents to begin cutting back use of electricity as the power grid is under serious strain from the air conditioning. Uganda announced two cases of Ebola this morning, confirmation of the first spread of the deadly outbreak beyond the borders of the Dominican Democratic Republic of Congo, where 1,400 people have died. U.S. stock futures showing some recovery, but still in negative territory ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Ross Ake with Your Money Now. Shares from opioid maker Insys Therapeutics will be delisted from the NASDAQ in a week. The government filing follows the company's Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. Insys last week agreed to pay $225 million to settle the federal government's criminal and civil investigations into the company's illegal marketing scheme of its highly addictive fentanyl spray. Nine states and the District of Columbia are filing an antitrust lawsuit to block the proposed $26 billion merger between Sprint and T-Mobile, on the grounds it'll lead to higher prices for consumers and harm competition. Newspaper companies told Congress that government rules about consolidation and collective action are outdated and prevent them from joining forces to compete for their share of digital advertising dollars. They want a four-year antitrust safe harbor that would let them work together to negotiate better deals with major internet platforms. The Dow closed 14 points lower, while the S&P 500 lost a point and the NASDAQ was off a fraction. Futures are lower. And that's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Wow. I like it. The walked out of the garage this morning and said, there's that dry air we've been talking about.
Yeah, we're in the 60s this morning, and we actually have two more nights in which we're going to see temperatures down into the mid-60s. And as a nice air mass has moved in, and the high temperatures will be about normal. Normal high is 89, but we'll take it if we have low humidity. Today, look for mostly sunny skies and a high today of about 88 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, as I mentioned, we'll be down in the 60s, around 64 for tonight.
Wow.
And then tomorrow should be a sunny day, a high around 90, but still low humidity, and then down into the mid-60s for tomorrow night. Friday looks good, sunny in the upper 80s, and then the wind becomes southeasterly. And over the weekend, the humidity will be back, and it'll be rapidly increasing on Saturday. It'll be mostly sunny. Saturday looks like the best day of the weekend as far as sunshine, and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm on Saturday. And then on Sunday, better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, more humid, the high in the upper 80s, and then Monday and Tuesday of next week, it's normal for this time of the year. Highs around 90 and humid with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms. So enjoy the weather for today, tomorrow, and also Friday, because the humidity will come back over the weekend.
Now, you mentioned this time of year, so the other part of that, other component, are the tropics. What are you watching there? Anything of note?
No, we're looking really good. Just a few patches of clouds, that's about it, across the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Atlantic. We're still very early in the hurricane season. It doesn't reach its peak until we get into from mid-August to mid-September. So we'll keep watching it.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast. Of course, his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Check in with Kelly and Kane next.
Where can you find the tools Dad needs to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of off-brand and name-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig, Gulf Coast Tools has invested in helping you find the perfect gift for Father's Day. Whether he's a do-it-yourselfer or has a favorite hobby, locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools has what he wants. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Visit us at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center at Spring Hill Avenue in Moffitt, we've got an accident without injury. State troopers had one. They've been out there for 2 hours clearing Lot Road near the 4-mile marker. Closest intersection is going to be Gaynor. But again, it's an older accident, just waiting for the wreckers there as well. And so far, it's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Out of Sight Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway is now open. Experience the premier showcase of sporting goods, outdoor lifestyle apparel, concealed carry apparel, and archery. Call 382-8360. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Speaking of waiting on the wrecker there, Kane, y'all see this story about investigation into record companies in our area? A lot of people reported on this. This report coming from Fox 10 said, police said yesterday there's enough evidence to launch a criminal investigation into alleged price gouging by some tow truck companies operating in Mobile. Says news is concerning to those in the towing industry that the bad actors are taking advantage. Mobile police said this is not an isolated problem, have evidence against several companies companies the city works with, City of Mobile works with, for excessive, inappropriate charging and billing for services never rendered. Police say that tow trucks operate within Mobile must follow city ordinances relating to charges. Documents investigators have gotten show some companies may have charged as much as five times too much for some services. So we'll talk about that. That's interesting. Price gouging by the tow truck companies and that investigation coming from the city of Mobile.
Yeah, when I was a young man, a little bit more inexperienced, I was ripped off by a tow truck driver. I can tell you that story later in the show if you'd like.
Like big money?
Big money for me, $300.
Wow. Yeah, it'd be big money for anybody, I think.
Cash.
Wow.
Yeah, he had me take it out. So I got into a bit of a fender bender. Actually, it was more of a fender bender. You know the Spring Hill exit that kind of twists around off of I-65?
Oh, do I? I watched somebody dump a motorcycle there in front of me one time.
Yeah, I was headed to a date with my now wife, so I was in a little bit of a hurry.
Uh-huh.
And it was
love on the brain.
That's right. And it was quite rainy, and I took that exit and slid off, you know, down towards that pole on the inside of the turn.
Okay, you went inside and stood out.
That's
okay.
Right. And beat up my truck pretty bad. Waited for the tow truck driver to get there. He picked up my truck and was taking me to where I was going to get it fixed. It was my first big car crash.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, we don't take cards. I'm going to have to take cash, and I can't drop your truck off until you give me cash. So he dropped me off at an ATM, and I got him some cash. And then he stole my GPS after that. So good times. Good times for going back then. Yeah.
That's like the worst tow truck driver story ever.
It was pretty bad, and it made me very wary from there on out. But I know not all tow truck drivers are like that. Most of them are not.
But we've had good experiences with tow trucks, but I mean, because you're not exactly... Usually when you have a tow truck, you're not in a great mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great... And I've had good experiences or just normal business experiences, but yours is... That's rotten, man.
Was
this like some guy just... Did he hang out some... Put some magnetic sign and said, yeah, this is a tow truck, and it happened to be like an F-250 that he had a little, you know, tow hook on? Yeah, or was this a real...
He might not have even been a real tow truck driver. He might have stolen the truck that he was using to tow my truck. But, you know, I was green.
Yeah.
I was...
You didn't know... Well, yeah, you have no... I mean, you don't know what the... And I think that's one of the problems, too. You know what a gallon of milk is supposed to cost,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know what a tow is supposed to cost, so...
No, and 19 years old... Just wrecked my truck. Thought that the parents were going to kill me. So yeah. I was in a bit of a different mood.
What does some money matter? Because mom and dad are going to kill me. Been there before. That same. So that you were coming southbound 65 to get off on Spring Hill.
That's right.
And like I said, I saw somebody right in front of me ditch a motorcycle right there. At that same wheels came out from under them, but they went left. They went on the other side mm-hmm. of it.
All right. You got to slow down right there, especially when it's raining.
All right, we'll talk more tow trucks coming up in just a little bit. Plus, oh yes, Mobile City Council yesterday. Can we tell it through music? I mean, part of the council meeting yesterday, well, at least to me, musically sounded like... Yes, touch of class back in the news. Get your latest on that news coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Changes may be coming to the state school board if Governor Kay Ivey has her way. Governor Ivey wants to get rid of the elected school board and replace that with an appointed commission. On Monday, the governor spoke more in depth on what she calls the Take the Lead Alabama initiative. She wants every Alabama resident to vote yes to the constitutional amendment, which comes your way next March. If passed, the proposal would replace the elected board with a commission. Members would be appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Alabama Senate. The state superintendent would be replaced by an education secretary who would then be confirmed by the Senate. Very few states have elected school boards at this time. Those for the move say it ensures education experts are the ones making policy decisions, but some against the move call the proposal a power grab. Mobile police need your help this morning finding the robbery suspect who was not only thirsty, but hungry and helped herself to items at a local gas station. All of her moves caught on surveillance video with a toddler with her. Last Friday, the woman with that small toddler is seen on the Raceway gas station store surveillance video. Gas station's located on Government Boulevard and I-65. There is where you can see her not just take one single box of candy, Starburst, mind you, but she took the entire full box of candy. Store owner says that you can see her put the box inside of her bag, which is worth $117. Now, as a toddler runs around the store, she then heads for the beer. An alert store employee became suspicious and went to the back to check the surveillance video, and that's when the woman took off. She left in a small silver Acura. If you have information, call Mobile Police, 251-208-7211. Your tip could assist in this investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow! Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating three shootings in less than 2 hours Tuesday night. The first happened on Old Shell Road near Tuscaloosa Street just before 8 o'clock. Police say a woman was shot and rushed to the hospital. Her husband was taken into custody. Around 9 o'clock, officers responded to another shooting, this one on 2nd Avenue. Man was shot several times outside of a home. 12 minutes after that shooting, a man was shot on Stanton Road near Holloway Elementary School. According to police, this shooting and the 2nd Avenue shooting are connected. A Waffle House in Daphne is robbed early this morning. Police searched the woods behind the restaurant on Highway 90 near Interstate 10, looking for a suspect. Transportation officials showed off plans for a new bridge and roundabout at Bayfront Parkway, Gregory Street, and 17th Avenue in Pensacola. Public meeting about the project was held last night. The bridge will have 6 lanes of traffic when completed in 2021. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Team USA opens the 2019 Women's World Cup with a blowout win. The New Orleans Saints lock up a fan favorite with a 3-year contract extension, and the Atlanta Braves win their 5th game in a row. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The United States women's soccer team crushed Thailand 13-0 in their first match of the 2019 FIFA World Cup.
Emphatic victory for the USA. They win by 13 goals to nil.
Led by Alex Morgan's 5 goals, the 13 goals are a single match record in both men's and women's World Cup history. Morgan scored her first goal in the 12th minute of the match, one of 3 Team USA goals in the first half. After halftime, Team USA scored 4 goals in the first 10 minutes and added 5 more before the end of the game. At the final whistle, players from Team USA were seen consoling the Thailand goalkeeper and other players from the Thai team. Next up for the USA in the group stage of the World Cup, they'll face Chile on Sunday at 11 a.m. before facing Sweden next Thursday afternoon. In NFL news, the New Orleans Saints and 4-time Pro Bowl defensive end Cameron Jordan reached an agreement yesterday on a contract extension that will keep the fan favorite with New Orleans through 2023. Per ESPN, it's a 3-year, $52.5 million contract extension that could max out at $55.5 million and includes over $42 million in guaranteed money. Here's head coach Sean Payton after the Saints minicamp practice yesterday.
It's much deserved, and you know, he's someone that has been extremely productive, and so I think it's a good thing.
Jordan was the Saints' first-round pick in 2011. He's had a couple outstanding seasons lately, making first-team All-Pro in 2017 with 13 sacks and second-team All-Pro last season with 12 sacks. Following the news, Jordan told media that he wants to be with the Saints the remainder of his career and win multiple Super Bowls. We now know which NFL team will be featured on this year's version of HBO's Hard Knocks, the preseason reality series, and it's the team that most people were hoping for. Yesterday, the Oakland Raiders announced that coach John Gruden, new wide receiver Antonio Brown, quarterback David Carr, and the rest of the Raiders will star in this year's version of the popular reality series. Gruden spoke about his team following the news.
We're a better team, you know, on paper, and we're faster. We've collected some really good players, but we got a lot to prove, and time will tell.
The Raiders are preparing to play their final season in Oakland before the franchise moves to Las Vegas next season. The other candidates for Hard Knocks this year were the San Francisco 49ers, the New York Giants, Detroit Lions, and Washington Redskins. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears split a doubleheader against the Birmingham Barons yesterday. They won the first game 5-3 and fell in the second game 4-1. The Bay Bears went 2-2 in the four-game home series against Birmingham. Tonight, the Bay Bears head back out on the road to begin a five-game series at the Mississippi Braves. First pitch for Game 1 is set for 6:35. And in the majors, the Atlanta Braves won their fifth game in a row, beating Pittsburgh 7-5 last night. Brian McCann homered twice for Atlanta, and the Braves hit four home runs in the second inning in the win. 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center at Spring Hill Avenue in Moffitt, we've got an accident without injury. State troopers had one. They've been out there for 2 hours clearing Lot Road near the 4 mile marker. Closest intersection is going to be Gaynor. But again, it's an older accident, just waiting for the wreckers there as well. And so far, it's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Out of Sight Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway is now open. Experience the premier showcase of sporting goods, outdoor lifestyle apparel, concealed carry apparel, and archery. Call 382-8360. And I'm Kane with your Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant with lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Old Time Feed has a safe and effective solution to your mosquito problem without dangerous chemicals. Old Time Feed's customers have raved about the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator, the all-natural, incredibly effective, and easy mosquito kit invented by a Mississippian who knows about the Gulf Coast mosquito problem. Simply fill two traps that attracts the female biting mosquito and hang in two corners of your yard. She drinks the yeast solution and dies. Lasts 90 days too. Say bye-bye mosquitoes. Get it for the best price at Old Time Feed in Fairfield. Hope.
654 FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Dr. Bill's with us. Kane's got our traffic. It's Dalton, it's me, and it's Kelly with headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. A scary scene after a driver leads police on a police chase in Theodore. The good news is the driver is now in police custody. This after crashing into a police vehicle Tuesday on Old Pascagoula Road, very close to Johnson Road. According to authorities, the car that police were chasing was a stolen vehicle. The name of the driver has not yet been released, nor the charges that they now face. Sad news out of Florida, as severe weather is now the known cause to have killed two giraffes. The Lion Country Safari confirms two giraffes named Lily and Joni were killed by a lightning strike last month. A pathology report confirmed those findings. The Lion Country Safari says the giraffes did not suffer any trauma. Wild animals are provided, though, with large habitats to roam, but during storms, the park does open areas where animals can seek shelter, but usually the animals like to be out in the open. Your sweet tooth may be dancing in the streets thanks to Krispy Kreme. On Monday, the announcement was made that Krispy Kreme will open a Times Square flagship store in early 2020 featuring a glaze waterfall. The new 4,500 square foot donut shop will serve more guests annually than any other Krispy Kreme location in the entire world. The store will feature the world's largest hot light and allow visitors to see the end-to-end donut making process. Krispy Kreme says the store will serve hot and fresh donuts all day long. As for that glazed waterfall, you can watch fresh dough float down a river of grease 24 hours a day. And they thought the city didn't sleep before. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
All right, now I'm going to my personal Facebook page. I think one of my sisters posted pictures up. It's been years ago. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go during the news break and try to find a picture of me at Lion Country Safari from that story there from back in the 1970s.
Okay.
At Lion Country Safari. Back when we didn't know any better, and it'd be so Lion Country Safari. If you know what I'm talking about in Florida,
not really.
Okay, there's some parks like this. There's parks like this. I think there's Bear Country. There's probably, I don't know, four or five of them, 20 mm-hmm. of them. I don't know. The one down in Florida, Lion Country Safari. So you would drive it back in the day, back in the 70s. And I think in this picture, I'm in a Exxon Oil jumpsuit, a white jumpsuit with an Exxon Oil patch on it.
Awesome.
Don't ask me. I know it. Short sleeve leisure suit with an Exxon Oil patch on it. And a bit. Lion Country Safari. But you would drive in these parks. They got big fences around them, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a drive-through zoo. Yeah, keep the lions in, which is good for everybody. And you drive in and you ride through. And then, oh, look, there's a wildebeest. There's some giraffes where these giraffes got popped by lightning. I won't make an April the giraffe joke. But I remember going back in the 70s, Lion Country Safari, the animals just looked like they were not having fun back then because it was Florida in like July.
It's hot.
And they're just, even though they're from the, you know, African continent, they're going, you know, this is still too hot for us. I have to go find that picture. Lion Country Safari back in the news. Did any of y'all go as a child? Hit me up on the text line.